to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we just had a really great win in the membership this weekend. Let's talk about Victoria. She listens to our podcast. Shout out to Victoria. Let's talk about how she did and what she was talking about.
Well, and I have to just preface, I'm so proud of her. And, you know, way to go, Victoria. I know she does listen. And she giggles with me. So it's really fun. But I just want to say, first of all, she ran a half marathon and it was her first in-person race. Like, she's never even run just gone out for the 5K. Right. And normally, you know, I'm encouraging to like start with 5K and then go to 10K. However, she actually has been with us for about 3 years and she lives in Canada. She's come to 2 clinics here in Texas. I mean, she's been really dedicated. Like, I don't just want to run a marathon. I want to feel good. I want to finish strong and I don't want to be injured. So she doesn't have a running background. She came in like as a student, willing to learn and be coached. And the challenge is, if I said to someone, hey, you want to run a half marathon? It's going to take you 3 years. Can you imagine? Like, nobody would sign up with me. And the reality is, we have huge wins every weekend. It's really fun with RunnerX because we have so many people running. Most of y'all come in to RunnerX with a background. Like, we had someone actually get to do her half marathon that she did not get to start the last 2 years because she got injured in training. So that's a huge accomplishment too. Yeah. My challenge to people is, if you allow us to let you progress at your own pace, you can run the race you want. You can run the miles you want. Just be willing to take the time to progress. And why did it take her? Now, to be fair, guys, I'm sure she had enough conditioning to run the half well before today or this weekend.
Right.
She allowed herself to feel ready. And I don't think most of us, like, we sign up for these events and then we spend the whole time sometimes like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. Well, and that's the mental side of things. She quite possibly was physically able to do it after maybe a year, even possibly 8 months. But you have to have the mental preparation sometimes for these longer runs, but also to just be able to hold that line and not get distracted and not get, you know, have it be fun. But like we were talking before the podcast, you were saying, like, if somebody wanted to do a pull-up, like, that's not something not everyone can just jump on a bar and do, right?
Right. Well, I think my whole point is that with running, we think we already are right. It's supposed to be
simple.
Running is supposed to be simple. Running is supposed to be something we know how to do. Running is natural. Everyone can do it. We hear this all of our lives. So then the feeling for running a race, like, I'm going to train for a marathon, is way more mental because, A, I signed up for it. So I'm going to do the work. Like, we're all hard workers. Every runner I meet, I mean, my gosh, you're out there running, you're putting the work in. So everyone's willing to do that. Like, I'm putting the miles in. But that's what it became, was all about miles. And then all we see is injuries. And so, unfortunately, we start to think of running as work, right? I mean, like, I've got to get my miles in. I mean, think about, you know, how when you say that, rather than what did that mile feel like? Let's make that first mile or every mile feel like what a run should feel like. And that's where the big challenge comes in, because we're more emotive with our running than any other movement. So, like, Caroline comes to the gym and says, hey, Valerie, I want to learn how to do a pull-up. And I'm like, all right, let's see where you are. And maybe all you can do is barely hang from the bar. So it would be ridiculous for me to say, oh, gosh, we'll get this by today. No, we won't.
Yeah.
And you're okay with that. But we're going to do progressions to get you stronger. And we're going to teach you the movement of what the pull-up needs to feel like. And as you get stronger and you keep attempting the pull-up, you're eventually going to get that pull-up. And meanwhile, you're getting stronger. There's a lot of things happening while you're getting the pull-up. And then you don't have any emote about it. And then when you get it, you're like, yeah. So well, with running, we don't feel that. We feel like we just need to have the right shoe or the right, you know, atmosphere or the right training group or whatever you feel.
And what I thought was kind of funny as we were talking about this subject and wanting to, and part of why I said, hey, let's turn on the recorder. Let's get this podcast is because we immediately said, you know, it took her time to build her mental resilience, right? Not just physical resilience, which she does have, but it didn't take 3 years to just build the physical. It really was both. But what was funny was your first thought was, if you came into my gym and I taught you a pull-up, my first thought was, you don't walk onto a dojo mat and expect to be a black belt. You know what I mean? We come from like different scenarios, but which I think is hysterical how we like go to these different worlds, right? But in no other world, in no other sport would anyone like walk into a golf course and expect to be able to golf, walk onto a tennis court and be able to be a great pro tennis player, right? We just don't do that. But for some reason, we have this weird mental thing going on that, well, of course I can run a marathon. It's just 26 miles.
But then I think it's not. I think it's more that if I know how to run, it's not it's not the distance you run.
Right.
Because, and by the way, that's one thing, too, guys. And I remember, and this is really important. When I very first started coaching this is I am on now year 25.
Yeah.
And you know, again, no internet back then, no cell phones, none of that. And people were like, what do you mean? Like, that just sounded so goofy. Learn how to run, right? Of course we know how to run. We just need to get out there and run. And that's how I trained for my first 5 to 10 years of running, like everybody else. Went to the running shoe store. I got the shoes, got my plan, got out there and ran and kept pulling my hamstring. And then my other runners, it was like shin splints and plantars and all this stuff that, by the way, we never had inside of the gym, which I'd been very comfortably teaching for years. So, I mean, for me, it was all about the injuries and prevention. So I didn't have any emote to it. I wasn't a track athlete. I wasn't a runner. I started out running, believing you just run, like your gym teacher said, go run a lap. So I think once people get over that fact, because again, the second thing we get is people coming in and they think the reason they're hurting in their run is because they have tight hips or tight calves or weak glutes, or they attribute it to it's my physical limitation that's preventing me from running. And you're thinking, well, nobody would ever run. I mean, every runner's got tight hips. That's not Matt. So, you know, we have to get people also mindset to be coachable and to see running more as a movement that you can get more efficient at, rather than getting so stuck in that I already know how. You know, you're already fighting me when you come in.
Absolutely.
And that's the fun of it. Because by the way, like Victoria during her run, she ran a 152, which is fantastic. And when she first started, she was running, and I'm going to use miles, even though she's a Canadian and uses meters. I want to say she was running like, 10 to 12 minute miles. And you know, which is fine. And that's a great run anyway, but she ran her marathon in the 8th. And again, this goes back into, we spent so much time. She's very tall. And so and has long legs. So she was always like reaching and being a big, you know, like I'm going to increase my stride with all these thoughts that people said to her, well, you have long legs, you ought to run fast.
Yeah.
And instead she was bending forward. So her hip flexors and her lower back would be hurting. She was reaching, she was feeling her run in the wrong places. Like you don't want to feel your run in your hips and your back. You want to feel your run in your cardio and your heart rate coming up. And so we spent probably a full year just getting her upper body line to stand upright. Guys, that's what the big deal is. Like there's so much, but the good work you put in, it's like anybody, there's no one out there that thinks I shouldn't work on my posture, right? We all know we need to.
Yeah.
So actually having a coach that's, the goal is the running. And I never forget that. That's my goal for you. However, to get there, it takes a lot of work, but it's positive work. Like it's going to help you with running and sitting and walking and hiking and cycling and whatever else movement you do. But you're also going to see movement really different. So she came back from her run and said to the whole running group, hey, it was really great. When I felt like my legs were tired, I kept doing the magnet drill or lifting my line. Well, what does that mean to the average runner? So they're like, what do you mean?
Right. That's where.
Right. You know, and but it works. And the fun part is it works for everyone, whether you've never run before. Right. Or whether like our other runner, Lori, she's already run, trained for this race at least two or three times, keeps getting injured. So we know the answer for her isn't to just run more miles. It's to start using these tools we give you to feel how to run. And then when it doesn't feel right, you can correct that feeling. It's really cool.
Absolutely. So guys, that's basically what I wanted to come onto this podcast and talk to you guys about, is that when you come into RunnerX, it's hard. It's really hard to get people in because there's work involved, and nobody everybody wants that secret pill or that secret stretch that's just going to make it easy. But that's not true of anything in life. Your job, cooking, taking care of kids, raising puppies, right? Nothing is truly easy, right? You want it to be easy, but a lot of that has to do with your mindset. So if you've been kind of struggling with your speed, struggling with maybe injuries, struggling with a distance limitation, come on in and let's talk about it and be coachable. Let's get you going and get you coachable and get that bucket list item, whatever that is, checked off your box. And hopefully you'll continue to listen to the RunnerX podcast. If you have any questions, if you have a great win, if you want to try something or you have an injury, give us a shout at support@runnerx.fit. That's support@runnerx.fit. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.